Hello, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Craig from Edinburgh.
I'm Jack.
And none of us is drunk.
Hey!
Just drunk on the love of life.
We are, indeed.
And we're watching Restless Natives.
We're watching Restless Natives.
That's a bad sign that Optimum releasing. That usually means you're in an art cinema. Oh, here we go.
So, this is a film which was one of the periodic saviours of the British / Scottish film industry.
Yep.
I did quite well.
Yeah.
I haven't seen this for about 30 years.
I'm the same.
Well,
Why are we doing this piece of shit?
Well, it's not a piece of shit, it's good fun.
When was the last time you saw it?
So I saw this film about 5 years ago, maybe.
Right.
And I had watched it previously on quite a heavy rotation because this film was one of my dad's favourite films.
Oh, right, that's nice.
Oh, nice, nice. That is a nice logo. That is a nice logo.
Yeah.
And my poor old dad shuffled off this mortal coil back at the end of August.
Mm-hmm.
So, there we go. Cheers!
There's also a pal of mine that's in this who had a rather nasty death.
Has shuffled off the mortal coil as well?
Yeah, several years ago he was murdered. So I'll point that out just to get some laughs later on.
That's the Edinburgh scheme of West of Hales where my Uncle Bob used to live. He died a few years ago.
You're from Glasgow, though.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
So that's another reason we're doing this.
According to the Twitters, you are.
Ample opportunity for shop anecdotage.
Mm. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm. No, I'm going to. That is really close to where Uncle Bobby lived.
Now, this is really nicely shot. And I'd forgotten, actually, the direction in this one is pretty
good. Jack, remind us of the premise of the film.
So the premise of the film is we have two lads who are. I think one of them works in a junk shop and the other one, he's like a sweeper, city sweeper, isn't he? There we go. God, that's
1985.
1985, bloody hell.
And they decide that there's a better way for them to make money by...
Sticking up basic, coaches or something?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they dress up as a werewolf and a clown. But as we will see, the natural charm of the Scottish race is such...
A beast and a clown.
Yeah. A beast and a clown, yes. Yes. The natural charm of the Scottish race is such... That they can't help but turn into a lovable tourist attraction.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Sierra
oh,
Estate.
There's a Sierra.
No, I remember
nice?
Who's driving this.
Uh huh.
Mm. It's the savior, the periodic savior of the British film industry.
And who is the
oh,
wife
Brian
of the?
Forbes. Brian Forbes and the Nick Newman.
Yeah. Oh, are they in for a touch of the ironies?
He probably owned Thorn at that stage. Hello.
There you go.
There we are. A kid with a Walkman in the back.
That's a proper dad sport jacket.
And dad car.
Yep.
So good. And so the guy who directed it...
who was it?
A guy called Michael Hoffman, who's apparently American.
Who did it, Michael Hoffman?
Yeah.
Isn't he the guy that made Heathers and things like that?
Heathers is a great film, really.
I could be wrong, but I didn't realise it was directed by Michael Hoffman. He's...
I don't know. You tell me.
Quite well liked.
Yeah.
So it's a bit too quiet.
Yeah.
There is no subtitles on this, of course. There are no subtitles.
Yeah.
If anybody wants to approach us about the disgrace about
South
this.
St. David Street there.
Uh-huh. Where's that?
That's just off Princess Street beside the Scott Monument.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, where's this?
Hardwick Street. So here we go. So
it's hard
this
to
is,
tell.
Yeah, so here's the junk shop.
That looks like one of those shops that you get in those wee streets down from the castle and all that.
Might be. It could be Leith.
Oh, it could be, yeah.
Mm. This is great. I get to bore you silly from Edinburgh places.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. So my first recollection of seeing this film, I think it must have been shown on Channel 4. And for some reason, we either videotaped it when it was on, or the next time it was on, we videoed it. But certainly this film was on quite heavy rotation.
And why did Dad like it so much?
Because we'd been living in Scotland, so I reckon it would probably be shown on Channel 4, I'm going to say about 1986, 87.
Oh, plastic dog shape there.
He's selling something called Hot Tots as well.
Yeah. And so I think when you move to a different country, then one of the things that is enjoyable is when you start to feel like you're in on the joke. As in, you start to understand the Scottish thing. I don't know what you two are laughing at, because I'm not in on that joke.
Hot dogs.
Oh, okay. Let's move on. Anyway, I was explaining, answering your question.
Yes.
So
basically you were appropriating our Scottish culture.
Well, my dad was.
Yeah.
I was just... But it is a...
It was a great favourite.
Nice to
make up. My mum and dad loved it.
And there's also nice cameos in it. Performances are very good.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened to him.
Vincent Field turns up in things now and again. Mm-hmm. He's actually quite good.
Yeah. I sort of think he appears. I'm sure he'll have been River City and.
Mm-hmm. The other guy you don't hear much of. No.
So.
Nice badges, though, that he's wearing. Come on, Chris.
Joke shops.
Yeah.
Love a joke shop.
Like a joke shop.
All right.
Oh, and Bernard Hill does terrible Scottish accent here.
He does.
Yeah. God, Bernard Hill as well.
Another reason we liked it is that I think at one point he says he works for the gas board, and my dad did.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm. As did I briefly.
Mm. Wait, this one. Oh, look at those glasses.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Also, my favourite
proper
kind of
boiled potato, just
exactly.
Peeled boiled
properly.
Potato.
None of this skin on mince. That can happen if you leave it too long. Who's she? I don't know her.
Oh no, I recognise her.
Bennett Hill was in everything then. He was quite a big name to have got in this.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, Boys from the Black Stuff can't have been that far away.
Wasn't it?
And it wouldn't have been too long after this that there was Shirley Valentine.
Yeah.
And Shirley Valentine is a great film.
Mm. Yeah, I love the film.
I like to tell people Shirley Valentine. And of course, in the film, it's Pauline Collins and Marjorie Majors, the great characters played by Joanna Lumley. Mm-hmm. My mum and dad went to see Shirley Valentine in London, in the West End, not the original run, I think it was, but it was like once they changed the cast a wee bit. Mm-hmm. And Joanna Lumley was playing Shirley.
Oh, really?
Interesting casting.
Wow. But my mum loved it. Mm-hmm. But it kind of ruined it for my dad because, as he says, you just couldn't believe that Joanna Lumley would be this sort of downtrodden, ignored
absolutely.
By his, ignored by her husband, kind of thing. It is a great film, though.
Apparently, for a spell, I think because Pauline Collins was unwell or something, Willie Russell did it on stage.
That's right.
Yes, that is right. Yeah.
Prince Street Gardens.
Yeah, here we are.
There's a possibility I'm in this. Somewhere, you know? I could be just off to the right being sick off that roundabout.
So no, if I could just divert back just for a moment to Shirley Valentine.
Yes, let's talk about Shirley Valentine.
Just for a moment.
Yeah.
There's a thing that's in the... I've never seen it on a version that's not...
Quite nice that, actually.
I've never seen Shirley Valentine when it's not been like taped off the telly. I've never seen it like on a DVD. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it in the films. There's a bit where
non-beveled milk.
There's a great scene where they're in the restaurant of the hotel, and George Costigan and his wife.
Oh yes,
she's a great actress as well. Her name escapes me for the moment. They sort of hijack Shirley, Pauline Collins, and make her.
You're funny.
And make her sit with them, and then they start slagging off the Greeks and all that sort of thing, and she does this great speech. Yeah. She says, "Excuse me, the Greeks." You know, it's because she's been talking about jacuzzi. Anyway, the point is, there's a bit where she says, "Where do you think your jacuzzi came from?" She clearly says MFI, but it's badly dubbed.
Oh,
Kmart.
Really? Ah, interesting.
And it's and I'm never sure whether that's just on the TV edit or whether they've done it on the master.
How interesting.
So that it could go across in America.
Yeah. There you go. I saw the premiere of Shirley Valentine at Edinburgh Film Festival. And Bernard Hill was there with Lewis Gilbert, the director.
Did you go to the Wimpy?
No.
Okay. Long gone. Oh, take the High Road alumnus there.
I wonder what he's done. shout out to Alan.
But the... Oh, you know who that is?
Who's that?
That's Darius Jedberg's landlady.
Oh, so it is,
Whoa.
In the Edge of Darkness.
Boom.
Mr. Jedburgh, you haven't eaten your lunch. Jedberg.
That's good, well spotted.
Now, I don't know who wrote this film, but I always felt the script really good. It's because the dialogue's really good, and the little minor characters are, that's quite. Don't start doing the hand motion. Okay. You know, that always upsets me. But like his wee sister and her pal, They've done a really nice job of fleshing out a lot of the.
Is that though the influence of Bill Forsyth?
Well, I was going to say
because this is a very Bill
all of these scenes. Yeah, all of these scenes have got a lot of Gregory's Girl about them.
Yeah, and the stuff about the sister and whatnot, particularly.
What do we think about Gregory's Girl?
Oh, it's a super film.
No, it's a great film.
It's a super film. Yeah. I mean, his masterpiece is Local Hero. Yes. Gregory's Girl is a lovely film.
Did they not close down that school reasonably recently?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Right,
yeah. Canvas Line.
And the music in this is very nice.
But it's Big Country, I think you'll find.
So do you think?
Sorry, a bigger part. Coming on.
So do you think this was like the second wave of these sorts of films then, trying to cash in?
Well, I don't think this would have existed without Bill Forsyth.
No. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Nobody would have given them the money.
Wester Hills is pronounced Wester Hills, except for by Tommy Smid. You know, the jazz guy.
Oh,
Tommy
Smith. Right.
He always goes down, came all the way from West Eye Hills.
It's a bit Chicago.
Hi, I'm Tommy Smith. I play jazz.
That's some sound of a saxophone.
There is.
The other thing about this film is it's the kind of typical sort of rites of passage type of stuff, which I don't think we can do at all very well now.
I don't think it
because the young will be bastards.
Well, yeah, in part.
I just don't think that pathway exists.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean?
Why not? Going from kid to teenager to young adult in quite the same way doesn't exist.
Well, that's interesting.
Since you can just get fucking knuckles deep in X videos when you're 9.
Not what you're talking about. Yeah.
Those lift doors. My gran had those lift doors in there.
Is that the same sequence?
Looks exactly the same shot.
Yeah.
Albeit this is a quite silly film in lots of ways, their motivation and the way they behave feels quite authentic.
It's because of Thatcher's bloody Britain.
Yeah, there's a touch of the sort of desperation about what we're going to do.
As characters, whereas...
Which doesn't exist in Gregory's Girl.
No.
No, that's
there's,
true.
There's, it's very non-cynical, Gregory's Girl.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. There you are.
Look at that.
Big Country are your sort of classic mid-80s Scottish band.
Yeah, you know, I hated them at the time, but I actually really quite liked them.
You cannot like
Big Country. Yeah, exactly,
They never
one of them came to a quite bad end.
It's true. Adamson hanged himself in America.
In
the Big Country.
Yeah, in the Big Country. He went to a Big Country.
It's a shame that.
They never released the soundtrack either.
No?
Really?
I think in the end it was on some kind of... retrospective collection of Big Country stuff.
All right, okay.
They, of course, were born from the skids that was Richard Jobson's band.
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Richard Jobson.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All from the High Valley Field area. That's a very 80s colour scheme, isn't it?
That looks to me like a Wallace. Is that a Wallace Arnold or a Cotter's Tours coach?
Ooh.
Now, do you know a bloke on one of these buses?
I can't remember. It's been so long, I can't remember where. Actually, I'm sure he plays a copper.
Oh, right. Okay, well, we'll get you in due course.
You know what that reminds me of?
Uh-huh.
Remember the British Caledonian advert?
Oh, aye, absolutely, yeah. Fair for your honest son.
Fair for it. Cotter's Tours, I thank you.
Well done, man. That's brilliant.
Cotter's Tours, whose yard and headquarters were next door to my dad's pub.
Really?
God, that is fantastic. Well done. So he actually managed to keep his own livery for the film.
This is a nice routine. It's a funny film. Now, who's
Ned
that
Beatty?
Yeah,
that's Ned Beatty.
I'd forgotten he's in this.
He did a few sort of small Britishy type films.
Yeah,
he did
Hear
My
Song. It's a lovely film, yeah.
Hear My Song is a nice film, which is completely divorced from reality.
Joseph Law was a terrible man.
He wasn't a terrible man, particularly, I don't think. But he wasn't a particularly easy man.
Was his song worth hearing?
He's a great singer, just a lot. But he wasn't the whole thing about him, you know, coming back for one concert and going away and all that never happened. He does, however, appear in an episode of The Wheel Tappers. Mm. Joe Locke.
Oh, really?
Joseph Locke, yep. And Johnny Hamp, the producer of The Wheel Tappers and the comedians and such, mm-hmm. told me, Jack and I.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a Wheel Tappers website years ago. I think you've
fantastic,
still got all the stuff for it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I researched everybody who'd been on it, and I had a website and all this sort of
thing. I think I eventually gave you your book back after about 10 years.
Yeah, and then I gave it to Tremendous Bernard problems. Manning to sign, yeah. and he forgot to give it back.
So young Bernard's got it.
Young
somewhere.
Bernard's got it somewhere.
Yeah. Was he put in the coffin with him? You went down to pay your respects, and there it is. And he was wearing your trousers.
I was just trying to sneak in to grab it. Well, like taking the book at the start of Young Frankenstein. But yeah, so I'd said to him, "What about Joseph Locke?" And because we had all the, I was trying to work out. This was before you could buy any of the programs or anything.
Yeah, sure.
And this was in dial-up internet days, and I was trying to work out who was on all of the shows, and I managed to get Granada, which existed then.
Yes, back when it was a proper country.
Yeah, mm-hmm. To send me all of the press releases.
Mm. Oh, brilliant!
Mm-hmm. Which you probably still have or through it. Yeah. And so there's Joseph Locke, and I had seen a clip of him, but never actually seen the whole performance. But he was a tax exile and all that sort of thing. It was about 75, and Johnny Hamp told me that he booked him, and he was a tax exile. Mm-hmm. He flew him into Manchester Airport, met him with a car on the tarmac, such was the pull of Granada,
mm-hmm. Wow.
Drove him to the studio, recorded it, drove him back, and he was out the country before anybody knew. And then, I may be getting this grossly wrong, John, but when they said, you know, the tax authority said, "What problem? Tax problem?
I know nothing."
But but they used to record the Wheel Tappers in like massive long hours and hours long sessions, and then cut it up to make the program. Which meant that by the end of the recording, because they used to give them
they were
fucking ripped. Yeah. In fact, Johnny told me a lovely story about Liz Dawn, who was a waitress in the Wheel Tappers for a couple of shows before she was Vera Duckworth. Mm. And didn't think it through and gave all the beer at the start to the crew. So there's a couple episodes of fucking cameras over from me.
Look at that, The Scotsman, back when it was a proper paper.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it was back when somebody like him would read it. In fact, back when anybody would read it.
Mm. Aye, absolutely, yeah.
I take no delight in saying that.
No disrespect to anyone in The Scotsman.
So
no,
we like keeping it in the WRVS in the hospital.
That's it. So did all of us first see Wrestlers Natives on the telly then?
Yeah.
I saw it on video.
Did you now? That was when you first saw it?
No, I was probably a short video.
Right. Yeah. So what was the decision-making process then? Was it from the rental shop or...?
Yeah, it would have been from the hire shop.
Oh,
no, I got it. Look at that. I fished it out of a fucking volcano.
No, my point being is, why did you know about the film?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you just like look at the cover?
It was quite... Was that a big hit? Because it was
I don't think it was. I don't think
no, but it was a big deal.
Yeah, and Scotland got a lot of coverage. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You'd have had the old Paddy Christie's and the Jane Frankie's out covering that.
Jane Frankie.
But the other thing is, it's similar to, remember Soft Top, Hard Shoulder?
Yeah, yeah.
Peter Capaldi's film. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Whatever happened.
Quite a nice wee film, actually. Mm.
It's a perfectly serviceable wee sort of Scottish road movie. I didn't do very much. It's fucking tons of coverage for making it, though.
And of course, he won his Oscar for his short.
He did.
Franz Kafka's It's a Wonderful Life.
It was actually very good.
Nice wee film.
Yeah. Well, I bet Mr. Cotter was coming in the pub saying to your dad, "Hey, you got there, Larry? That's me. I'm all fucking set up. I'm in the Hollywood films. That'll be a double Higgs, please."
Break out the dimple, Larry.
Now, do you think that part of the charm of this film was that it was at the early part of when they tried to make charming films, so you could still get
whimsical films? Yeah.
Charming films.
But as you see,
there is
a very
sort of contrivance to it, isn't there? But
it's a very Forsyth era kind of thing.
But also, it's actually.
The Badger is a
family film.
It is, yeah.
In which a man is threatening children with a gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I... Look at that hair. It's actually worse than the werewolves. Went to the same hairdressers.
Did she not end up in like Take the High Road or something? So in fact,
everybody on that coach ended up in Take the High Road.
And if they're still alive today.
Did we watch Take the High Road?
No, I said never.
Oh, I did. My mum did.
Wasn't there one character who also played her own twin?
Oh, fuck, that's a lot.
Wasn't that Mrs. Mack? Did she not have a twin?
Yeah, she did. A fun-loving freewheeling version
of
Mrs. Mac.
Did she play both of them?
Yeah. For the medium of split screen.
You see, if you make a film, a TV programme which involves twins, and you don't have the same actor playing them, you've failed.
It's rubbish. I agree with that.
Dad's Army did that.
Rubbish.
What, different actors?
No.
All right, good.
Same actor. That's
Captain Mandarin's brother turned up, of course.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
That was Donald Dewar. He's annoyed.
Take me to God's cannon, no.
He's annoyed that they've ripped them all off.
I wonder what all that was filmed about.
It's Glencoe.
No, that's not Glencoe. It's not high enough.
No.
No, apparently it is. Glencoe area. That's what they
Glencoe. You're talking
it. Doesn't look like Glencoe. No. Glencoe's in the
proper mountains.
In the middle mountains.
If you ask the kids to...
according to Vincent Friel on the DVD extra, which I watched before I came
in.
Check out by that guy.
Whatevs.
It's too flat.
There's a lot of music in this one, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. There's no Glencoe.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah.
No. If you ask a kid to draw a mountain, they draw Glencoe. Because they draw Bucolette more.
The other good,
it's a bit more like Rannoch Moor.
The other big plus about this film.
Well, that is close to it, I suppose.
Yeah.
Jimmy Savile will turn up in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Hello, young man.
Hello. Yes. No. We don't want
I'm saying none.
Yeah.
Yet again, we get all roads back to Savile.
All roads back to Savile.
That's British entertainment in the 80s for you.
Now look at this.
Keep an eye out for your pal.
Yeah.
Yes. He's doing a bit too much business there, isn't he?
Yes, isn't he? Yeah. Photo fit. So that's funny. Oh, he's very good.
He is very good. Who is he again?
Can you remember?
I basically dress like that now.
You do, yeah. You just do that hat, can you?
But, you know.
But that's a nice shot, don't you think? That was a lovely wee shot. Yeah. It's really well directed.
There you go, Gordon Kennedy.
God, so it is.
Is that Gordon Kennedy?
It is.
A very skinny Gordon Kennedy.
Proto Gordon Kennedy.
No.
Fucking hell, that's some barn that he's got there. It is.
I don't think that's Gordon Kennedy.
I think it is.
The high jumping Mako shot.
Nice shot and jumper.
Mm. Yeah, that was a good combo. It was a nice hat. That is not Gordon Kennedy.
I think it is.
I think it is.
I refute that.
No, you don't. You deny it. You refute it by using proof.
You refute it by saying it's somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
and proving it to be
it's another guy.
You're just denying it.
It's another guy.
Another film of this period, mm-hmm. of the subgenre of non-Belfastide mm-hmm. Scottish films that look like Belfastide films,
uh-huh.
Heavenly Pursuits.
Mm. Which has starred, well, didn't star, but featured...
Gordon Kennedy. He plays a photographer in it.
But also, is it Heavenly Pursuits?
Heavenly Pursuits is Tom Conti and Helen Mirren.
Yeah, but there's a few Tom Conti films of the period that I find a bit interchangeable.
Mm-hmm.
Reuben Reuben and things like that. I know they're not the same film,
Reuben
but they're
Reuben's
just
a weird film.
I know, but they're just films with Tom Conti from the time.
It's really weird, because it's sort of like a sort of
no.
social comedy, and then he kills himself at the end.
Heavenly Pursuits, I'm thinking, though, because it's the scene where Tom Conti's at the bar, and he says something about his mother.
Aye.
And the guy who turns round and says, are you saying about mothers, is Jake Darcy.
That's right, he just died last year.
He was my pal Richard's godfather.
Fine actor. You don't talk about mothers, and he goes.
Is this in Necropolis?
And instead of fighting, he just faints.
Where's this, Craig?
Don't know.
What?
This is when you get the possibility of an insert from a Glasgow.
I was going to say that.
So
could,
I wonder if that's in Necropolis.
That may be the Necropolis up at Drygate, up at the High Street.
It doesn't look very. I don't think there's any high flats right beside it, though.
Oh, there are. There are some.
When it's in Necropolis?
Yeah, there are.
Yeah, the Drygate on Street.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they run down the back of it, and they look like that. Yeah, I think that could be right. That's not far from your bit.
It's true.
Yeah. This evening's snacks are Doritos, butter crisps,
mm-hmm. nice,
sausage rolls, Scotch eggs.
Yeah.
And
Scotch egg.
And
mini Scotch egg.
I actually had my tea before it came out. I'm just eating the crisps. I ate all the M&M's though.
And Co-op raspberry donuts.
I've got one left.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is the Necropolis.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Now, we got to communicate on Facebook in the week commending our recommendation of Callum Kennedy's tour.
Oh yeah,
Callum Kennedy's Commando course.
Yeah,
single so, best.
A listener has gone away and sourced that and watched it
and
loved it.
Great.
Well, there's nothing not to like.
Was less
Chris showed it to me a couple of Christmases ago. Yeah, I was knocked out by it.
Yeah. It's the finest thing I think BBC Scotland have ever made.
Was less happy with our Halloween 3 commentary.
Why?
Because he felt that we didn't talk about the film very much.
Well,
you do now, on yourself.
Can I just say I refute that.
Now let me just postulate a hypothesis here, an idea here. So I think we'll do it again next Halloween.
Yeah, absolutely.
There
yeah.
We are.
And we'll I think we'll just do it every Halloween until we get it right.
Okay, we'll do that then. That's a deal.
There we go. That's very equitable. I'm sure we'll be very happy.
Actually, I think that is in the High Street by the looks of it. Could be the box. That looks like the Cannon Gate.
Right.
That's some lovely pissy pop noises I'm getting.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Refill. Do you know this is my glass? Chris got this for me in Ireland and he keeps it here.
Would you care to describe it for the listener?
It's a nice pint Guinness glass.
From the Guinness Brewery in Dublin.
It's got to be stiffer on it, so I keep forgetting to take it. Well, this suggests it's not been washed in the 3 months it's been here.
That's going over.
Oh no!
Some fucking barman, you.
Oh no! I was a good barman, actually, back in
the day. Oh, that's the proof, is it?
Oh, waity fuck.
So did your dad like this film, Chris?
Probably not.
Does this film have dad appeal?
My dad loved it.
And why did your dad love it?
It was Edinburgh. It was kind of, we grew up in a different scheme for that one, but it was kind of like people we knew.
Mm.
We didn't know people who dressed up as wolves and robbed people, but, you know, it was just kind of...
Nicely observed as well,
yeah.
I think
you don't often have films with your accents in them.
Yeah.
And when they come along, people like them. It's like, you know, that explosion of Scottish writing. I remember sort of reading bits of Kelman books and Irvine Welsh books out to my mum, selected bits.
Thank you.
And I roared in my laughter because she'd never seen books that had language like that in them.
James Kelman, of course, was a bus driver.
He was. I thought he was not a bus conductor.
No. No, sorry, yes, he was a bus conductor because a pal of mine was his driver.
Is that right?
Walter Horn.
He's not a very warm or friendly, funny man. He's a very serious fellow.
And how late it was, how fucking late.
That's when I started to sort of, actually, that's when, his earlier books I loved, but that one I kind of parted company because it was just becoming too much hard work, really.
That's a great bedroom, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got a lot of interesting stuff in the walls.
Kiss poster. I see there's some good generic sci-fi stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, a nice werewolf there.
Mm-hmm.
Jermaine to the plot. Oh.
Pound notes, kids. Yeah. Pound notes.
And that's quite
remember them.
That's quite a successful archetype from that time as well. Just kind of the gormless but nice.
Aye.
Not actually.
Shy.
Aye.
Scottish lad.
Because people smoked back then.
Yeah, but...
To your bed. It's grotty, that. Eh?
No.
Do you feel that
have
they
have you any
are,
idea what the penalty... Sorry.
Yeah. Do you feel that they are enunciating slightly more clearly
yeah.
for the...
Tinseltown acting.
Yeah.
Talk about it, Chris.
Have we not talked about this before?
I think we may
Let's
have.
Do this.
We talked about it with Kate Dickey in Prometheus.
What did she say?
Makes Everest look like a baby brother. There's also a touch of Tinseltown acting in The Force Awakens.
Mm.
Han Solo, you are a dead man. Tinseltown was a shit BBC Scotland drama.
Oh,
hard
yeah.
to believe.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Latterly,
clubbing, wasn't latter, it?
Yeah. Which they filmed in the derelict Govan Jail, which was ludicrous. It looked nothing like you would have a club in it.
Mm.
And it was about taking the drugs. No, oh, Mary.
And the shagging.
I wish you hadn't started on the drugs.
Right.
Don
Steele having the shagging.
It was fucking rubbish.
I never watched it.
Well,
I was too old then and I was in my 20s. Never having been to a club in my entire life, I didn't really feel the need to.
Well, we used to go to clubs, so we watched it. But we watched it in what I also call doing a tiger, which is you just watch it to see if you can recognise
yeah,
places.
Sure, aye. Yeah.
So
what we're doing here, really.
Yeah. So we, Tinseltown acting. Now, the reason I call it Tinseltown acting is because it's the drama, but it was networked.
Yes, it was, yeah.
Which means that they clearly said to the actors,
okay.
Now, what you Gony must...
no
watch
talk.
You, no, what you, what you must do, you see, as usual. We love your authenticity and your roguish charm, but you
that's
must... That's Anderson Busley.
Yeah.
But you must... You must enunciate.
Yeah.
So you end up talking like that.
Yeah.
I am buying the drugs to get off my face. The new.
Yeah, it's shite. It's
kind of fun in this film.
Anderson Bus Station is in the middle of town in Glasgow. It's long since stopped being a bus station because it's all moved up to be Cannon Street bus station.
Yeah.
I was dodgy as fuck.
I can imagine. It's Anderson. Hey, Dave Anderson. Speaking of Anderson.
There's Dave Anderson.
Who has never aged. Look at him.
Yeah, he still looks like
he
that.
He looks exactly like
yeah.
that.
Well, he looks he looks like that now, but like as if he's been running because he's a wee bit ridden.
So he was the boss in City Lights, wasn't he?
He was the bank manager. Yeah. What was he called?
And he's the headmaster in
Mr.
Heavenly
Clockert?
Pursuits.
No, that Mr. Clockert, he was...
I can't remember his name.
Mr. Clockert, he was Richard Wilson in Tutti Frutti.
Heidi Clockerty?
No, Mr. Clockerty.
Oh, Vincent, what can I say, a young life?
Flawless. Yes, I remember that line.
Yeah, he always played sort of authority characters.
He did, yeah. Very, very
looks like Mark Gatiss at the front of that queue there.
Very good at it.
But slightly louch.
Louch.
A louch.
Like a louch farmer.
A
jumper.
Authority figure.
A jumper tucked in to a pair of trousers with the pleats in the front.
That's the cleanest I've ever seen Anderson Bus Station.
And they had
escalators.
Escalators and stuff.
It's quite odd because there's a perfectly good bus station in Edinburgh, or there was, they got rid of it. For more shops.
But the Anderson Bus Station, just for a bit of context, was underneath some high flats. Mm. Which are still there, despite the fact that they've been saying they're going to pull them down for the last 30 years.
Well, is that the one sort of that sort of dead zone beside the
right
motorway?
Right next to the motorway, yeah.
Yeah.
And they were really dreadful. They used to have, you know, like a shopping precinct. It was terrible. It was like Paradise Towers. It was dreadful. Really bad.
But this is...
Go on.
The fact that he's stuck on that little escalator thing, it's just that's a nice bit of business.
Yeah.
Actually, the Anderson bus station wouldn't have survived us for very long.
It's never been there as long as I've been in Glasgow. That's
no,
for
it
sure.
went towards the end of the 80s. I'm back in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
Yes, that's
the bridge, isn't it?
That was the North Bridge. But now he's actually just currently about half a mile back up the road, coming down that way.
Aris McGall.
You got a flip of Hollywood there, which was where you could buy an overcoat.
Yeah.
It's a great place. There's James. Oh, you go. James Thin, the booksellers.
Yeah.
That was a great shop.
Yeah, it was good.
I went to university instead of just across the road.
In there!
Yeah. That was my university. James Thin.
They'll have gone by the sci-fi bookshop as well, would they not?
The sci-fi bookshop was just up the road. Yeah. West Cross Causeway.
Yeah, West Cross Causeway.
Then it became two shops. It split
was,
into two.
Was, yeah.
And then it got taken over by Forbidden Planet. Yeah. And it all went to shit.
Went
That's
to
New
shit.
Haven Harbour. I used to go fishing there with my brother.
Like the comics industry. All went to shit.
Exactly, yeah. That's Mark Miller's fault. That's who we blame.
That's why he's not here.
If only they'd
I feel like he screwed up Halloween 3 commentary as well.
He did, actually, yeah.
I think that was his
talking
fault.
His interesting shit.
Yeah.
We should have had Martin in.
Yeah, Martin.
We got the wrong wee guy for Coat Bridge in.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
But as ever with Mark Miller, all the interesting shit is what he tells you when he's not doing the commentary.
Yeah.
Oh,
would you like to know?
Yeah. He's like a louche farmer.
He is.
Gossip
that's a very that's a very of its time watch that lassie's wearing.
Let's have a look.
Wee thin strap, wee tiny wee face. And the watch is wee as well. I can see her pants through those trousers.
Dirty minx.
Naughty Julian.
So where's this then?
That's a very nylon-y. That's New Haven Harbour down at mine sort of neck of the woods really.
Alright.
Yeah, on the fourth. Okay. All those industrial buildings there are gone now. It's just shops.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a massive Harry Ramsden's.
Oh.
I think it's been changed into a Loch Fine place now. Double denim.
Nothing wrong with a bit of DD.
DD was a big thing in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Oh, Chris.
So what's happening?
What's happening is the big tall fella's in love with the lassie. Yeah.
And she was the lassie on the coach.
The young fella doesn't seem to be having much
and
going
so
on in his love life.
So she doesn't realise that this nice man is the wolf man.
Is the wolf man.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that is, yes, the wolf man from
Where is his pal?
What are they doing?
Where is his pal? Is far more concerned about the burgeoning reputation of...
Right, okay. He's a business brain.
I've said baddies.
That's Glencoe.
Yes. Yeah,
there we go. That's proper Glencoe.
Very travel-logging.
I also seem to remember that these kind of films...
fucking stretch to go to just for this.
It is
a long way.
But these films also did seem to serve a function of showing the world that Scotland
was born in.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Whereas it feels like people know that now.
Aye.
Yeah. Yeah, quite.
Because they've seen the Bravehearts.
Did you know that it isn't the two actors
West
on
Ireland?
The
West Ireland?
No. It isn't actually the two actors on the motorbike. It's stand-ins.
No!
There you go. Apparently.
And those weren't real cows.
Mind the bullocks. So now they're a tourist attraction.
Exactly, yeah.
Are they Americans?
It's a New York Post.
That wasn't a photograph taken in New York, though.
Has any police station ever had a map on a wall and stuck pins into it?
I hope so. There you go. Oh, Ford Escort. Yeah. The boy Beatty. Yeah.
So I missed the... We've missed... What Ned Beatty's locus is here.
He's a... Is he FBI or CIA or something?
Yeah. FBI! Yeah, he is, yeah. What a scoop!
And because they robbed him,
he's after them. It's poisonal.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. What's in there?
Jam donuts.
Oh, nice, aye. As long as those horrible donuts you got.
You got them last
They're from
time.
The Cope.
You bought the horrible donuts last time.
Did I?
Yeah, because they sat in your car all night, remember?
Sorry about that, yeah.
The custard donut was a bit
weird. That wasn't nice. Is that a euphemism?
And in an interesting synchronicity of development, the logo is exactly the same on the co-op bag as it would have been when this film was made. Now they've reverted.
Yeah,
absolutely.
To try and forget all the shit crazy drug ticking.
That's right, yeah. The drug ticking shagging Methodism. I went to a Methodist wedding once, I can tell you. Nothing like that happened.
It wasn't all just happening in the vestry, was it?
Maybe it was.
So when did... what's happened there?
That should stop the coach, though.
Oh, okay.
It's taken a ton for the dark.
So what happened to Bill Forsyth then?
He's still around.
He did the local hero. He did Gregory's Girl.
He did the local hero.
Right, he did Gregory's Girl, Local Hero,
and then
Comfort
he did
and Joy.
Gregory's Two Girls.
Oh, satire.
He did Comfort and Joy.
Yeah.
Then he went to America. Uh-huh. He made Heart, something, the one with that woman that was very good. He made Breaking In with Burt Reynolds, which wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, he made Being Human, which is a very strange film. Mm-hmm. I actually quite liked it because it's genuinely odd. And then he made Gregory's Two Girls.
Yeah, which is shocking. Terrible.
It's horrible. It's actually quite a nasty film. It's quite a distasteful film.
What's distasteful about it?
Well, she's a schoolgirl and he's having fantasies about shagging her. No. It's not good.
No. Shocker.
Shocker, yeah. It's not the sort of thing you really... You know, and even then, it's interesting that 17 years ago, I don't think that even got that much comment. Whereas now, I think they've actually grown up to the fact that that's a fucking terrible idea.
See, look, now they're just chucking the money away.
Yeah. Keeping up, that's the end of evening news, that is.
Was that Mo Johnson on the front page?
Yeah, well, I mean. Yeah, some of them doing it down
Munch
their own
kids.
Street.
Yeah, kids.
It's not such a clever idea since everyone would know who the bike is and recognise his clothes.
Yeah.
And then he's just basically sat in his house in Killearn since then.
Mm.
He's 70 now. He was a great talent, though. Comfort and Joy is an odd film as well because it is actually based on the ice cream
wars. Oh, interesting. But there was
great Bill Paterson performance. Though.
Oh, he's fantastic. What's he calling it again? Dickie Bird or something?
But there weren't many of these kind of films, though, were there? I mean, Bill Forsyth did a couple. There's this. Not an awful lot.
Well,
there's
just a aforementioned soft top, hard shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you're not paying attention during that session, so we've kind of covered that.
No, there's only...
Who said what?
but that's why it was such a big deal. Because of this sort of laughable idea of a film industry.
Mm.
Meanwhile, in London, they were making Life Force.
Mm. Then there was, remember Venus Peter?
And we know which film they put the Glasgow Miles Better thing
Absolutely.
Into.
Yeah,
that's right.
I do remember Venus Peter, it was about 1990. It's actually quite a nice film.
Ray McAnally, it's a lovely film.
Yeah, and what's her name?
Ray McAnally, my pal's dad.
And what's her name? Scottish actress, play a pint of pint.
Hannah Gordon.
No. Anyway, she's very good, isn't it?
Easy strokes, lads and lasses. Easy
I've told you the Hannah Gordon my mum story, haven't I?
Yeah.
I think I've told that on a commentary.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Well, I've kind of given the punchline away now, but she got off the plane when she'd been on a holiday and my dad and I went to pick her up.
Are you talking about you? Hang on, you, why were you and your dad going to pick up Hannah Gordon?
Me.
You're fucking blowing it.
Oh, shut up,
carry on.
And my mum got off the plane and she said to my dad, I'm sure I know that woman. I'm sure she's from Pilton. And my dad said, I remember, that's fucking Hannah Gordon. And she was doing that sort of smile that she did to the Elephant Man, you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're alright.
Aye, you're fine.
You're fine.
Easy strokes, lads and lasses. Easy.
Fucking mad for the Safeways, wasn't she?
Mm.
She loved the Safeways. I loved Safeways. Safeways was a good shop.
You know what I loved?
What?
Joint account.
What's that? Oh, that was her.
Hannah Gordon and Peter Egan.
Yeah. That's right.
Fucking brilliant.
Anything with Peter Egan used to be a sign of quality. Mm. Now he's just crazy. Just
animal shelters.
Yeah.
He's on Twitter a lot, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, back at the necropolis again, I think.
Pictures of fucking badgers with sore heads.
Yeah. See this badger. He needs paracetamol.
I don't quite remember why he...
Buy a badger a strepsil! Don't eat now!
I don't quite remember why he needs to come
strepsil,
up here.
Strepsil!
You have a bear literally with a sore head. What are you saying?
I don't really remember why
he... Ask it, face the bear misses.
Why does he go to the necropolis? Because it's seen it, because it looks good.
Well, the...
Oh, he's talking to his dead relative.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
That's going to be a pub.
Wowzer. It's a pool hall. Or a snooker hall.
Do you recognise it, Chris?
Is that the Scotia? Is that upstairs at the Scotia?
I don't know.
Hey!
Mel Smith! Sir Mel Smith. We did like Mel Smith, I think, didn't we? Well, I wasn't particularly,
yeah,
I wasn't particularly a Smith and Jones fan,
no.
But well, I liked Mel Smith.
Some of Smith and Jones are right.
Yeah.
There are bits with that. They're excellent.
He always struck me as a good bloke.
No, I liked him more than I liked... I didn't like Smith and Jones very much. Like, I asked Smith and Jones.
My first,
I like bits of it.
My first exposure to Mel Smith was actually Smith and Goody.
Yeah, that was the book programme.
So I didn't understand who Jones was.
No, that's true. It was a book programme, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
With Bob Goody.
Yeah, it was Children's ITV.
A Last Sage and Onions is a great Christmas special, though.
A Last Sage and Onions.
Yeah.
There he is, like...
That was basically how he lived.
Yeah. Died far too young.
Yeah.
I saw him on stage once playing Churchill. Did I tell you this story?
Mm. Yeah, we did.
Have you
ruined
the punchline?
We talked about the Fassbender butler.
That's right. The punchline was that I did only realize about a year ago that the other guy on stage with him was Michael Fassbender.
Wow.
Thankfully playing an Irishman, so the accent wasn't a problem.
Jesus, there's
Ian McCall.
Is Ian McCall?
Yeah, he's quite a big character in this film.
Is he not sadly dead now as well?
Yeah, he died.
Is he?
He died in quite bad circumstances.
Yeah.
Did he?
He had he got some form of wasting disease. I don't know if it was Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something.
Oh, that's very sad.
He went a wee bit off the deep end. Uh-huh. Got done in the sheriff court for chasing his ex up the street with an axe.
Wow.
But he wasn't right in the head. Uh-huh. And then died not long afterwards. It's a shame because he was a good actor.
He was very good.
He's good in this.
And his use of the word chapping in City Lights is brilliant, remember? Chapping? Well, why are you chapping, Dan? I've got no doms left.
That was, in City Lights, that was always the real treat. Because, Chancellor used to be in it every week eventually.
Aye.
And then Big Tam would only appear every now and again.
When he turned up
in his fucking shed and his boiler suit and all that. It was great.
He lived just around the corner from me in Partick for years.
Yeah.
Did he?
But when he played Big Tam, it's that sort of trigger thing. It's not easy to do.
No.
That sort of slightly vacant kind of thing.
A Viva t-shirt, remember them?
Oh, for fuck
me. Where do we think
that ages Craig both it and us?
It does, absolutely.
Where do we think this was shot?
That, I think, is actually in Edinburgh.
This is great, yeah.
He's absolutely
brilliant on
this. He's
erupting into a bit of fighting. He's just
his talent was on a narrow spectrum, perhaps, but it was very good. He was very good at it.
Well, I think similarly to Mel Smith. Mel Smith did his thing, didn't he? Although Colin Sandwich is a slight
diversion.
You know, I've been watching
it's
Colin
more,
Sandwich
more of an
recently,
upper class Mel Smith,
which I loved enormously.
Mm.
It is very good, but it is very one note.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the same thing every episode. He gets angry about something and can't bring himself to sort of act.
Yes. But isn't that life?
But I always liked his flat in it, because it was full of horror books.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Langley Book of Horror.
Yeah.
This is, albeit no subtitles, it's a nice print.
It is actually, it's alright.
We've done a good job of that.
I've got my very focal issue. I'm getting to close. It's quite grainy.
Yeah, but it's properly grainy.
Yeah.
I don't know where that
no,
is.
No, that's Glasgow.
That's Glasgow. That's yeah. That's the city chambers in the back.
Yeah.
It's like,
was it?
So that must be the...
What is going on with these two coppers?
I haven't spotted my pal yet, or Huey. I hope I haven't missed them.
Look at that, a red phone.
Mm. That's a hotline.
Mm.
Vandalism is your loss.
I can't quite work out where their police station is. Is it supposed to be in Edinburgh?
I think it's supposed to be in Edinburgh.
Yeah. So. Why would it be, though?
No, it can be, because why
it
would it be if he's...
A,
it
yeah.
must be up in the Highlands, because right. hence the fishing and the...
I suspect that doesn't matter. It's fine. Given that she's jumping around all over the place.
I don't think that.
Joe Public
wouldn't say anything. I'm trying not to say anything about it.
We might notice, as professionals might notice that, Joe Public
Joe
never
Public.
Clocks a damn thing. To quote, go ahead, producer Marion Clunes.
What was that in?
She's the producer of Acorn Antiques.
Oh, God, right.
We might notice that. Joe Public never clocks a damn thing. Feel free, Monte Libre.
The little red rash thing, I think, is a nice little recurring motif throughout the whole film.
He's a bit slimmer there than he normally was, Ned Beatty.
Well, I don't know. He was never that big. I mean, yeah. If you look at him in Superman, he's a chunky bloke, but he's not, like, big and fat.
Still doing it. Still in the very well in all the Toy Story films.
Yep.
Or was this the last one he was in? Yeah, I think it's the last one, isn't it? It's very good.
It's just in the last one.
So you were saying that you remember there being quite a lot of hype about this film?
Yeah.
I can't remember it.
I remember it being on.
Oh, yeah.
Film 85 with Barry Norman.
Was it?
They made a film.
Why not?
It's a good film. It's a good film.
We've expanded the...
It largely succeeds.
And it largely succeeds. It's a very Barry Norman phrase, yeah.
I don't get the impression it troubled the box office greatly.
But it probably
didn't cost that much to make.
Well, it probably didn't cost that much to make, but it probably also didn't get very much of a general release.
Mm. No. I imagine it did rather well in video.
Yeah.
He's actually quite creepy, really, isn't he?
It wasn't.
Ironic.
Was
and they'd make their... Sorry, and they would make the money as well through, you know, the multiple showings on the telly and all that.
Yeah.
Look at that. A bottle of wine, that was very... Very exciting in those days.
She's got a glass of squash
but
and a ring glass.
Apparently, it wasn't available on DVD for a long time.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Because I imagine it'd be one of those things where the rights probably bounced all over the place.
Well, yeah, I mean, it'd be bundled with everything that belonged to the defunct Thorn EMI.
Aye, absolutely.
Yeah, sort of sat in some...
Because there were companies
investment
like...
Investment houses, back room.
Yeah, but there were companies like Paradise Pictures... Mm-hmm. Who would or Palace Pictures? Sorry,
Palace. Yeah.
Who would buy like bought
that was
the
Steve Woolley, wasn't it?
They bought the handmade catalogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but then they went bust, and then they got handed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you ended up with things going all over the place.
Yeah, it's hard to get a hold, for instance, of a copy of A Private Function, which is a damn shame because it's a great film.
Well, yeah, I suppose is it difficult now?
Yeah,
because I have a copy of A Private Function down there on VHS, which I bought in Woolworths.
There you go.
Probably about 1990. Wow.
Back when this was
a proper country.
Exactly.
Yeah. A proper country. So, other dad films? So you said your dad liked this film.
Other dad films?
Oh, yeah. Dad films are a great
dad
genre.
Dad films are a great genre. The Sting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Taking of Pelham 123.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Stalag 17 might be one of the uber dad films alongside The Sting.
Mm-hmm. A fairly hefty chunk of John Wayne.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes there.
Mm-hmm. Where he goes there, you know, Ice Station Zebra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My dad's preferences were more to the comedic. Time
really?
Bandits.
Really?
Oh, God, my dad would have had nothing to do with
really?
That.
Really?
My dad, like, we got sure. Time Bandits out on video when it was new. And I think my dad liked it, but then my dad won't watch a film twice. So.
Oh, okay. No, we... there were certain films my dad watched.
Case it captures it.
Terminator.
So. Terminator, yeah.
It's quite a dad film.
Yeah, my dad liked that, yeah.
Life of Brian.
No, I wouldn't see. I wouldn't count those sorts of things as dad films.
That's just your dad's films.
Yeah.
We're talking about generic dad films.
The generic dad films are things like, you know,
like Me Dad Dancing now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Like The Verdict. Any courtroom film is a dad film.
Mm-hmm. My dad, to be fair, liked an awful lot of fucking shite.
Like what?
He'd get an awful lot of shite. He'd get like shite Italian war movies that were just fucking terrible. Movies.
Well, I should say.
Just to sit and watch them and go, this is great, Dad.
If I do find
I love my dad, don't get me wrong, but he watched some shite fucking films.
If I do spot my pal Hugh in this, which I hope I do, I may have missed him by not paying attention. He was my pal's dad. And then my other pal's dad, you know that thing, you're your pal's, not your dad. Hugh never, I don't think, ever hired a film in his life. But our other pal, Big John Boy, he was a master at picking shit films.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Like he could go into an Azad video at like 6 o'clock on a Friday night when he finished wanting the BT, when all the new releases stuff was there, and come away with College Kickboxer.
What was his criteria for selecting them?
Just things that looked like they interested him.
Aye.
It didn't matter that there's 20 copies there of Terminator 2.
That's why it always turns out I've seen quite a lot of the Best of the Worst.
Oh yeah, no, I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, because my dad would get them out. Well, yeah, Hollywood action hero.
Yeah, well, I saw a lot of those films because you would go, because if you did go to the video shop when this was a proper country. It's not daft, that one.
No.
You would go to a video shop and all of the new releases would be all gone within an hour of people getting home after their tea. So you had to just to pick from the 25 pence for 3 days section.
Yes.
And I used to find all sorts of mad shit that you would watch. And my pal Huey, the guy who's in this, his son, he had this thing, which I'm sure he probably...
That's quite a good shout part of there, actually.
Which he probably still does. For anything to do with like concentration camps.
Oh, aye.
Or, really? Yeah, so I remember actually, what are you saying that one of his dad? He did hire a Greek concentration camp film, a Greek language concentration camp film.
Wow.
Well, we're all sitting in the house hoping that he's going to bring back fucking, you know, whatever the big film at the time was.
The Hitcher, that was another.
Alien Resurrection.
Hitcher
excellent.
Was a big film in our family. That was a good film.
And the bit where the eating chips in the cafe and picks
her
up the finger.
There, yeah. Great. Remember how he kills Jennifer Jason Leigh in it?
No, I don't.
He ties her to both sides of a lorry and the trailer, and he's just touching
her. Oh, yeah, that's right.
He just lets
the
clutch up and you just...
Yeah, that's right.
Oof. Good film, Hitcher.
Rutger Hauer.
Yeah, Rutger Hauer.
I remember that. So we'd be sitting at home waiting for the Hitcher to come back.
Rutger Hauer, as we called him.
And instead, Huey would bring back The Message. Which he did actually once.
What's The Message?
It's a film that was made about the founding of Islam.
Oh, fuck.
Starring Anthony Quinn.
Yeah, that sounds awfully familiar.
Where, so that none of them were blown up or murdered, you can't see Muhammad, peace be on his name, by the way. So he'd say Anthony Quinn would talk to him and say, so what, you've been getting tailed up the cave? And when he got the answer, it would be from Muhammad's point of view,
with
a sort of shimmer. You couldn't hear or see him, so there would be a sort of shimmer and a sort of tingly noise, and that would be, and Anthony Quinn would go, all right, fair enough. we will get up that road then.
I remember one my dad got, which is a weird thing.
There's one leaving in a minute.
The Passage with Malcolm McDowell.
Oh.
And he plays a sadistic SS officer in it. And he chops
a Passage with Malcolm McDowell. It's about a sadistic carpet runner.
And he's got this boy's fingers all sort of onto the, and he just chop, 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 and he starts chopping his fingers up on him.
Wow.
It's just a fucking horrible film.
Yeah.
Malcolm McDowell made a lot of shite.
Well, I was going to say, that's like
a
whole...
lot of shite. Malcolm McDowell made a lot of shite.
He was the supply side.
Aye. My dad got Caligula out thinking it was like I, Claudius.
Oh, really?
That went off in about 10 minutes. Fucking hell. Yeah. Come on.
For fuck's sake.
You're not watching that.
Thought this was I, Claudius.
You, away to your bed.
So this
that's
is...
That's it.
So I think this
film
is...
I've never seen.
So I think the kids have rumbled him at this point, haven't they? Isn't that what happens here?
What?
I think his sister and her
rumbled his
game.
Oh, right. I've seen bits of Caligula. I've never seen the whole film. I've never had any intent.
There you go.
I've no intention of seeing it.
That's New Haven Harbor again.
You said that already.
Aye. Could be different.
With a view to Fife in the background.
Could be different. That's a shame.
That woman at the end's going to go and throw herself off.
That's the kingdom over there in the background, and that's as close as you want to get.
Exactly, yeah. I remember watching a few years ago, they re-showed, they put up on one of the commercial channels players, Read About Scotland, Jimmy Reid's programme.
Oh, wow, yeah.
It didn't do a lot for his memory, it has to be said. He's driving about in a big Volvo estate.
And it was always
there was always a wee pre-title. Not the best car in the world, it was a 700 series.
No, quite.
And he's driving along, and the camera's to the left, but in the past, he's looking at him. So, this is sight, and he says, "The Kingdom of Fife, but there's no king." And it goes into the opening titles, was done by Billy Connolly. I thought, that just actually means nothing.
No, it doesn't mean anything.
But you can almost just, all across the land, all these lefties going, "Fucking right, Jimmy, you tell them, son."
Almost as good as my favourite intro to a programme, which I've told you before, which was the idiot John Pilger. Who
is he not dead yet?
No.
If anything comes of Donald Trump being president, get Pilger killed, for fuck's sake.
Well, I'll get to that. I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. No, he intros one of his documentaries. It was a documentary about Vietnam. This is after the fall of Saigon.
Uh-huh.
Now, I haven't seen it because I wouldn't watch something by John Pilger. But it's.
I can't remember there being a scene in Tokyo.
And,
is that music done by Stuart Copeland? Stuart from Big Country.
Anyway, what was I saying there? I've only ever seen this clip on a sort of coming up on ITV. And he's standing there with his wee fucking yellow trousers, with his wee satchel on, his wee dark glasses.
Yeah,
and he said, "The Vietnam War ran for longer than Zed cars." Good thing, bad thing, John.
But Zedcars, being on the BBC, didn't have any commercial breaks, so that was good.
Fucking what?
No, he's a fucking Pillock. But of course, John Pillock.
But of course, he pulled out the thing recently, Pilger, with
Julian Assange.
Julian Assange, everybody's favourite fugitive and accused rapist.
Absolutely.
To say. The Clinton are going to steal it, and you know this is what's going to happen. So is that working out for you?
I presume Julian's going to get his pardon now.
Don't get me fucking started.
I think we might have to get on to the election in our next country.
Yeah.
They're talking up the.
I don't remember this part.
No, me neither. No, me neither. Do you reckon they actually got a bit of funding for that from Suzuki? You can do fucking subtitles when you want to.
Yeah. I don't know. That's funny, isn't it?
So how did that happen there when this is happening now?
How do you mean?
That's the same thing they just showed you clips of.
All right.
But how could that be happening in Japan, but then being back home showing us it, and it's happening now.
Is it a flash forward?
That's just a fucking disaster, right?
You're not for that.
But isn't this the chase that will end up in going through Edinburgh when we are hoping to confirm the existence of the Wimpy?
Absolutely.
Another good reason for watching this.
Yeah. Now, who was it again that got into a debate with us about the Wimpy?
Oh, I can't remember.
Who actually put me right that it was a Wimpy? One of our long-term listeners, first-time callers.
It ended up in the pages of Queen Gag, I think. And, and you had to actually admit
that it was a Wimpy,
That was almost a year ago, that whole shameful
incident.
Yeah. Yeah, that whole shameful incident.
How much we've changed in a year. Europe and America don't exist anymore.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, there we go. I wonder what that is. It looks a wee bit like, what's that? Arica.
All right.
Aye, it is. That's Arica.
Wow.
Nice.
Okay, so now they're in trouble.
They've got a submarine.
Yeah.
Some comedy jumping there.
Mm-hmm.
He's not actually got an awful lot to do, the policeman, has he? He just turns up with his rod out.
Yeah, and his hat.
This would make no sense to young kids now if they watch this, because they'll not recognise that number of coppers in the one place.
No, that's true. That's the entire Highland Force. Yeah.
No, if it was the Highland Force, they'd be stoning about like Robocop.
Well, that's quite a long shot, wasn't it?
Yeah, hung about a bit there, didn't it? Now, is there going to be a dam in that one now? They're not getting on, these two, are they?
No.
It's all going wrong.
This is the
started off as a light-hearted
moral story, see, Craig.
Yeah.
Got to be quite careful about success and crime, and you know, can come between you.
Yeah. Together we'll crack it.
If you can't do the time, don't do the crime.
That's good. Yeah.
It's very profound.
If you can't do the job,
tell the man. As Eddie said. Shave off.
So where does this go now?
Nice teetering look. Any minute now, he forces him to strip and tries to vape him.
Yes.
Oh, right. Poor old Ned Beatty. Yeah. That happened in nearly every film he was in.
Yeah.
That's a great phone, isn't it?
That is actually just a house phone, not
not
a mobile. Nobody had a mobile then. Except your dad.
Say my dad, yeah. Well, not in 1985. Well,
we had a car phone.
In 1985?
Did you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, was your dad Curly from the play?
was your dad Sidney Bernstein?
Yes, that's it.
Was he on the phone lifting it up going, "Hello, I want Restless Natives, I want it now"?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
No, when my dad sold mobiles, it was... Oh, actually, no, it would have been about 86, 87. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He was in the company car. And I think what happened was he had a loan of the company car.
Was it a Granada?
It was a Carlton.
Oh,
nice. Also a Carlton.
Yeah.
And I think it was not his usual one, you see. So we were all very excited about the new car phone.
Yeah, did you ever get to use it from your pals?
No.
Hello! Hello, Ralph! Right. I'm coming to your house now!
Right?
Yeah, I'm outside your house now. So, oh, no, come on.
H. Samuel. Yeah, there's a CNA bag there.
Yeah, love that.
I'm looking out for a 27 bus.
Why?
In case you're on it.
Just because it's my favourite bus everywhere. It's my favourite bus. The 27 bus route in Edinburgh is the best bus route ever.
Is it?
Yeah.
What makes it so good?
It goes from Silvernow's Golf Club all the way up to Hunter's Tryst.
Wow.
Despite the fact that no one I've ever met knows where Hunter's Tryst is.
Drivers?
No, I think it's a roundabout sort of at the foot of the Pentlands. But I've never been entirely sure. But it's a great... It goes past my dad's house.
It should have a place. It should exist.
Well, look, down there.
Where's it down there?
It could be a state of mind.
That I would guess
would
that
have been
is...
from the Eagle of the time?
No, because Eagle wasn't around then.
It was. It'd come back by then.
Oh, the modern Eagle. Yeah, possibly. I'm trying to work out if that looks like it's an Ian Kennedy.
I wonder what he's up to.
I think it's possibly an Ian Kennedy.
He's got to be party for the Burns.
He's a bit busy.
Of course he is.
What is that smell? Woman, Stanley. Woman. How did you feel about the recent death of Jean Alexander?
Very sad.
How did I feel about it?
Very sad.
I wasn't fucking happy about it. She was a fair old age. She was a good old trooper.
Was, yeah,
she's a great
I was
actress.
Glad that she actually got
the recognition, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. A commensurate amount of
tribute
to her.
Yeah, there's some weird arseholes in the hospital who were complaining about, you know, why is this such a big thing?
Looks like Liam
particularly Neeson. Because the iconic character that she played, she hadn't played for so long.
Yeah, but it's a nonsense. It's like, you know, to say something like that.
The most, I would say it's the most iconic British soap character.
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
No, she deserved
we'll never see her like
a proper recognition. And she got it, which was good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good actor as well.
Yeah, she's a great actor.
And she sounds like a thoroughly decent sort as well.
Yeah, I think so. Despite having a surname which is a first name.
However, I would say
which,
to you,
as you know,
surely she must have been of Scottish heritage, looking like Jean Alexander. Yeah, that's a very Scottish name. Look at those Americans in the yellow things behind. Mm. Oh, she's giving him a hard time then.
His character is quite similar, isn't it, to Gregory?
Mm.
He's a bit of a dick, to be honest with you.
Mm. But it would have been conscious to have a sort of Gregory character.
Yeah. Good John Gordon Sinclair, you know, his moment in Gregory's Girls was tremendous. Subsequent.
He did a sitcom with Victor Spinetti called An Actor's Life for Me. Mm.
Was that
on BBC Two? Mm. Yeah, it was very funny.
He also did that.
Struggling young actor, Victor Spinetti was his agent. One series, I think, it only lasted probably about 88 or 89.
He did that rotten one.
BBC Two, midweek.
Mid-90s, where he was a local journalist.
Oh, yeah.
No, and the song went, oh, extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sophie Thompson was in it, the Thompson nobody likes.
Yes.
Do you know, actually,
until Emma Thompson did Thompson. He was saying, come and look, there's shops.
Yeah.
Come on.
That Salisbury's, the leather goods shop.
Oh, there used to be a Salisbury's it's Manfield. There used to be a Salisbury's in Buchanan Street.
Was there? Yeah, there was one on Princess Street.
This,
a
this
shop.
Is a funny little story.
Oh, right.
They were trying to bribe the kids to spill the beans.
Ah, she's
not having it.
She'd be told it's a secret.
Yeah. That's it.
And then in Glasgow again.
Yeah, see you go. Whenever things are grim, they go to Glasgow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Proper city.
So is that the meat market at the bottom there then? Across the road from there, the old slaughterhouse.
Yes. No,
further up.
Is that further up?
Yeah, it's further up.
They're just more flats.
Yeah.
They're
gone now, aren't they?
That's like Town Head.
Oh, Town Heads. You can see the back of the cathedral there.
Town
Head.
Town Head's the other way.
Town Heads. No, where the cathedral is, you get the necropolis. You get Town Heads sort of round that bit, and the dry gates round this bit.
I thought Town Head was the bit. Up between Kirkcaldy's and the motorway.
Aye, but that's where it stretches.
Ah, but you can't see that from there. What direction they're looking in? They're looking south. I used to walk. When I was a postgraduate in Glasgow, I used to have to walk through Town Head every day.
Did you?
I did. Yeah, it was fine. It's perfectly good scheme.
I don't know Town Head.
Anything amusing ever happened?
No, I just said.
It's like there weren't any fucking geese or anything there.
That's how I know what it is.
Or giants.
Or indeed giant geese. You know, the clothes aren't that 80s that they're wearing a lot of the time. That is the yellow.
Yeah. Mm.
But for a lot, the wee guy there looks like he's just off to a Billy Bragg concert. Mm. Ronnie Witherspoon, that's a good name.
It's a bit of a sort of premise spun out of
it. It is a wee bit, aye. Especially when they're already doing it at the beginning of the film.
Mm.
So you don't see the moment when they decide to do it?
No, you did.
Well, yeah, but the point is, they're just keeping on doing it, and then, you know, they're getting chased, and it's still getting chased.
You don't. They're doing it right from the first scene.
But it's why they're doing it. See, that's what the whole journey is. Yeah, he's doing it for the right reasons.
What's he doing it for?
He's doing it because of the whole sort of Robin Hood.
Right, okay.
Spirit of romance.
And the other one's doing it for the...
For the money.
Don't fucking pull a face at me.
I'm taking another one.
Don't you shit yourself if you try that. You can't afford to try that. That's a horrible face.
Oh no.
Really whopped as well. It's quite nicely shot this though, isn't it? The lighting's
nice
very good.
Yeah, it's very nice shot. Well acted.
Yeah, they're both quite good. I wonder if anyone else will actually have a copy of this.
Mm. Somebody must have a copy of it.
I think I've got two copies, actually.
So you can lend them round then?
Because I bought a copy, and then I think I got my dad's copy. So I think we might
have inherited it.
Yeah.
Was that your inheritance?
Yeah.
Dead man's
was there a reading of the will? You had to go to an office. And for my son.
Restless Natives.
It's a bit of a...
On the DVD.
It's a bit of a theme, actually, in this house at the moment. Dead man's DVD. Mm-hmm. Dead man's chairs.
Aye.
Dead woman's house. The relative I got this table off of still alive.
There and died as well.
No, that's crawling about the floor. Like a fucking poltergeist too.
How long into this are we?
We must be nearly there.
We are just looking at the time on there. It's an hour and 10 minutes in.
I have to say, actually, I've felt it's been quite a long hour and 10 minutes.
Wow. You think so?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I agree with you about it being spun out of it.
I think it's spun out of it. I think it should be a sort of...
This is the fourth time we've gone to this now.
It's funny. Look.
It should be sort of...
In fact, he's got a fag on the go. No worries about a bear being there.
You get the feeling that it should be like a sort of an hour comedy drama on the telly.
Absolutely.
All right.
It's an odd combination.
It's a bit
of
awkward, this seat. Sideboard.
Nice. Don't get that anymore, do you? Sideboards with things on
no.
them.
That's true. Absolutely. What is that? Is that her room?
Denim World Travel Limited. Oh, right, that's where yeah. she's meant to work. Right, okay.
That's quite a posh sofa, that. Mm.
It is. Mm. I'm not sure that living room matches that kitchen.
No.
Travel agents.
Travel agents.
But is that...
Put out of business by the internet, hence Trump.
So whose house are they supposed to be in?
Is it not Bernard Hill's house?
Yeah, I think it is.
That doesn't look like a wee flat.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it doesn't. No, yeah. You're right.
So we're getting to the final round now.
How long is it?
86 minutes. Good. 86
that's a good
of your okay. Earth minutes.
Yeah, that's as it should be.
Correct.
I've clearly missed my pal Hugh, which I'm quite annoyed about. I'll need to watch it back sometime. Because he wasn't in very much. It was my friend Hugh Ferris, the older guy, who was appeared in a few films. He also appeared in Orphans.
All right.
You know, in Orphans at the start. This is a Peter Mullen film, Orphans. Mm-hmm. You know, at the start when they're in the pub.
The funny
used that shot three times now. Mm. Eat that one out.
You know, they're in the pub at the start.
Mm-hmm. I've never actually seen it.
All right. Well, anyway, if you're listening to this, we're in the pub. Have you seen it, Jack? We're in the pub at the start, and there's a guy, and it's in Sammy Dow's, what was Sammy Dow's in Nitsdale Road in Glasgow. Mm-hmm. Hugh used to do the cabaret there on a Sunday night.
Right.
Him and Lex Keith on the accordion.
Good name.
And he's singing what was a signature tune, which is Going Down the Water for the Fair.
All right.
And so Peter Mullen used to go there and liked it and all that. And they filmed the thing with Hughie singing in the background, and it finishes with him right up at the camera. Going Down the Water for the Fair! But unfortunately, he was... not long after that, his house was broken into. He was beaten up and tied up and died.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, as a result of the beating up?
Yeah, no, he was beaten.
That's terrible. That's a really sad story.
That is a sad story, but then I saw an
old
Collingwood shop frontage.
A Triumph TR7.
Yeah,
there we go.
It's amazing it's actually moving.
See, I was going to say, it's made half out of plastic.
It's died. Yeah, it's actually died before that shot.
So you realise it's going downhill.
Volvo 300.
Volkswagen Beetle.
School kids have it.
Yeah. So I believe. Here we go. A lot of escort.
This is the chase thing.
Yeah, they go right along Victoria Avenue here. There you go.
Yeah.
That's the bow bar was down there. The vicar worked in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, the vicar!
It's well shot though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's shot.
So now they're coming back down. That's me standing there. There you go. You got a guy in there with the hibs. The wee high bees there.
Actual proper real people.
Yeah.
We had that discussion, didn't we?
We like that. Yeah,
I like that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, real
people
just, rather than actors. Yeah.
They just get a mite loud here and say, right,
people.
When they drive past, just
cheer. Yeah, that's the real
all
people.
Right.
Wow, that's a pretty impressive shot, isn't it?
Yeah.
In Princess
Street.
There's
Jimmy, feel
again. What can we see there?
That's
I thought that was a Wimpy.
I don't think we're going to get to see the Wimpy guys.
I thought that was on the corner for a second.
Maybe,
no, the Wimpy was
maybe,
further down at Castle
maybe
Street.
Maybe it's because it doesn't exist.
That's Frederick Street down to House. The Laughing Duck, the gay bar, was down there. Look at that, it's the casuals giving it fuck yous!
Yeah.
Capital City Service.
Okay.
Now suddenly they're
into
the
Fife.
Yeah.
Oh, we never did get to see the Wimpy, but we know it's there.
Snow.
No, oh, that's the boys there.
Are they real people?
I have no another sheep.
Do you think? No, they're actors, aren't they?
Yeah, he's not very good, that old boy.
Yeah.
He's not sure what to do.
No.
Because they should actually just have him standing there in the middle of them, leaning on the stick.
Yeah.
Now, are you looking for Hughie?
For a split second, I thought that was him there. But I remember he was more prominent.
So how did he get into these films then?
Well, he used to do a lot of things. Hughie was on the first night of STV.
Was he now?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
What was he doing on the first night of STV?
Because he used to do his cabaret shit. And,
did he?
He had a... Him and him and Robin Hall and Jimmy McGregor used to do an act. Jeez. And they had a series on STV when it began.
Did they?
Wow. Before they went off to Tonight.
Here we go.
But so Huey got married and he had kids and you know, became an engineer and then became a drunk. Is that Bob Hoskins in the white wig?
Get down the shooter, you can't.
Ugh, the old days. They're all dead now.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, they're all dead. It's the end, you see.
Did they just get banged up for life and that's that? Is that when it was Joe Molina again?
Yes, that's right.
That's a great 80s jacket dress she's got on.
God, Scotland's Last Black Mariah.
Yeah, look at that. It's a I used to love those vans that had the sliding door at the side.
Yep.
Mm. Off on a butcher van.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Meat wagon.
Aye.
So what's going to happen now then, I wonder?
That guy at the back's rubbish.
Nedby's giving me the horn.
Is he there? Is he there? Is
I'm looking, there? I'm looking.
Where is he? Is that him?
Thing is, he would have looked about 60. He was probably in his 40s.
Excuse me, I'm not wearing a mask.
What mask?
How dare you?
Is he going to let them go?
Kinda.
Looking very comfortable in that outfit.
Yes, yeah, isn't he?
Where's his rocking? That's right, well.
If you drive into that ladder, bang, fuck you.
If Hillary had won that, she'd have won.
Yes.
And then these fucking pantsuits. Got a nice two-piece.
Poor Hillary.
Fuck her. Useless cow. Could even beat that fuckstick. See what they're saying now?
Orange
is the new black. Yeah.
So we should probably say that we're recording this on the day of the...
The day after. Well, yeah, the day.
Yeah. For us, the day.
Oh, aye. That's a very 80s snog.
It is quite an 80s snog.
Yeah.
What is it that makes it an 80s snog?
The sort of movement of the mouth.
We don't really have mouths like that.
Yeah, no.
It's like 80s mouth.
They all died out.
Yeah.
Shame that.
It's from the AIDS.
He's quite a nice looking boy.
Like pubic hair.
Yeah.
They're all gone.
Yeah, the AIDS would have taken them from the rest of the hills. He's quite a nice looking boy, Vincent Field.
Not the cat AIDS.
No.
The dirt AIDS.
Not even the good AIDS.
No.
The bad AIDS.
Oh, you know what I saw though? Speaking of... fucking Jake's in Edinburgh getting the dirty AIDS. The trailer for Trainspotting 2.
Yeah. So
pile of wank. No, well, yeah. I never liked the first one.
Did you
not? No.
Oh, I liked the first one.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're morally reprehensible.
I just remember, because I went to see it with my sister, and we were just decided we're going to go to the pictures. I wanted to go and see that night. Nixon.
That would be a much better film to go
my
and see.
My sister wasn't into sitting 3.5 hours through Hopkins' Nixon. She liked Trainspotting. But the bit at the start, which I think is morally reprehensible, I don't say that very often, but in this case it's true, you know, with the Lust for Life plane and running through the street, and it's like, you know, choose life, choose a big telly, choose a job, choose a house. I fucking will. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Fuck off.
And the idea, that it doesn't,
glamorise
drug taking is pish.
Absolutely.
Of course it does. It doesn't make it look glamorous. That's Elsa Craig in the back.
It is, eh?
It doesn't make it look glamorous in the you know, the sense of it being exotic or, you know, luxurious, no, but it makes it look dangerous and edgy.
Yeah, exactly. And cool. And everyone doing it is really sexy.
Yeah,
shagging each other all the time. Nah, it's horrible. But Danny Boyle
fucking
is
fucking Ewan McGregor's got the best looking teeth I've ever seen in a fucking junkie.
He's one of the three most overrated directors on earth. Danny
really?
Boyle. Yeah.
Who are the other two? Great.
Well, he's number three.
Uh-huh. Who's number four?
Number two
uh-huh.
is Michael Mann.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And number one
uh-huh.
is Guillermo del Toro.
That's a bit harsh.
Wow.
I'm going to live with that.
So,
Mexico.
Have you picked up what the script is here then?
They've disappeared to Mexico.
He's let them disappear.
Yeah.
Yes. Because the legend
can live on.
Mm.
Can live on because it's great.
And they
it's
have a very
tourism.
Flexible sort of attitude towards all sorts of things in Mexico.
And the good,
so they're very happy.
Yeah, and the good thing is, they've run through the savings by now, this time and date, and now they're going to start working casual labour on the wall.
Yes, absolutely.
He's bought his own hod.
Yes. No problem.
I'm not convinced that is Mexico. I think it might be Ashton Lane.
Yeah.
I think you're right, Johnny.
You could be right.
Fucking everybody's sitting with nipples like chapel lap pegs.
She's actually got breath just come out of her mouth.
And who's that?
Ed Stryker.
Is that Ed Bishop?
Ed Bishop.
I think it is.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
Turns up in tons of stuff, didn't he?
Yeah.
We watched him in Thriller, didn't we?
And Klaus Hergesheimer, G-section.
What's that?
Diamonds Are Forever.
Oh, God, yeah. And we watched him in that Thriller quite recently.
Yep. I missed you. Fuck it. Anyway, I told the tale.
We raised that glass of Jeg in his honour.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Hugh. It used to be a fucking great night, a Sunday night in the Sammy Dows, singing along. And if I can say this, I have no doubt if I can say this.
If there's a doubt, there's no doubt.
Yeah, don't worry.
Oh, they're back
it.
Now.
Yeah.
The point being, they used to do requests.
Uh-huh.
This won't really mean anything, but I'll mog this if I have to. If you think, but there is a point to it. He's used to say, "Give us your songs and I'll sing your songs. If as long as Lex knows it, I'll fucking sing it."
Mm-hmm.
And it was the night of an Old Firm match, and somebody passed out. He says, "We like old fashioned good Scottish songs. Let's have your good." Good sing along Scottish songs, he says, but for the guy who's just handed this one in, I don't think I'd rather be a darkie than a Tim.
No, jeez.
Falls under the banner of folk music. So let's have boned in the water for the fair.
I think you can get away with that. That's fine. That's fine in context.
Oh, good.
Because he said it wasn't acceptable.
Exactly.
So exactly.
Yeah.
Paddy Higson
also was the producer of not the AP but the producer of Orphans.
Yeah.
So at this point my dad would be
Paddy Higson's daughter was a producer as well.
My dad would have got himself quite pissed on whiskey.
Right.
Terry Lally was the lassie.
There you go.
Disappeared. And Robert Urquhart was your man there.
Good cast.
Yeah.
Interesting cast.
Wow, it is an interesting cast, isn't it? You get the feeling
say
that...
it wasn't Gordon Kennedy, I told you that.
Annette Newman. See? There we go.
I wish you'd keep that sort of shit to yourself.
That, yeah.
Jack.
Okay, there's Ed Bishop. He gets quite a high billing, doesn't he?
Not really, no.
Given he's barely in it.
Big D. Let's look for other names.
Ken Tui. Why do you know that name?
Well, that is another
name,
yeah.
Maybe we'll check that in time for next week.
Yeah.
I'm astounded not to have seen Willy Wonsie's name. Yeah.
Most time, yeah.
How do we feel about the playing the guitar as if it sounds a bit like bagpipes?
Why not? They did it. I don't think anyone else should do it, but they did it.
Mm. They did
it. Thierry Alcatraz. Oh, no, Alcaraz.
Thierry Alcatraz. All right.
Louise Coulter is a name I know as well.
Mm.
Production accountant.
I think you're thinking of Ann Coulter.
I don't know if I am.
Not American Ann Coulter, I mean.
No,
former hospital executive.
You think of Eric Coulter, perhaps?
Eric Coulter, yeah.
Maybe you think
of Eric Coulter.
Lex Malloy. Yes.
Gus Duff, that's good, isn't it?
Eric Coulter did
Look, Taggart for years, didn't he?
Like Runners, Lorcan Cranage.
Oh, right.
He was in Cracker.
He was indeed.
He's the Irish copper in Cracker that tries to kill Fitz.
That's right.
Yeah, he is, yeah. I don't mind. What was it he said? I don't mind the gay men because that's.
More for us or something.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
With Beryl special thanks to
Verity Lambert.
Peter Yates.
Irvin Kershner.
What?
Ian Smith, Harold
Irvin
Bishop.
Kershner.
Yeah, but I wonder if...
Resonates was 1984 winner of the Lloyds Bank National Screenwriting Competition.
I wonder if people like Irvin Kershner like chipped in
bit of cash,
a bit of cash or some film stock or
lending Oilhead equipment that was filmed in.
Right, okay. Wester Hills, yeah.
Look
at all the regional councils. Yeah. Back when we were...
A proper country.
Thank you.
When Strathclyde Police ran all the way up...
Yeah, from Argyle down to down the bottom of Millionaire Show.
Yeah.
Good to see Bernard Brogan getting a shout out there.
Miss Cotters, though, I want them mentioned. That's me, Larry.
I seem to think it's a post credit.
They went bust.
I think there might be a post credits.
Yeah.
Just like the Marvel
there
films.
Look, Scottish Highlands. Wow. Send them a little letter to a Wyndham place.
How are the duck tons up then?
Sting's going down.
That's it.
Maybe
I thought that was alright.
Maybe I'm misremembering it for the End of Time Bandits, because there's like a... That's at the End of Time
Bandits. The End of Time Bandits, he rolls up the map.
No, that's the beginning
of... It's the photo, isn't it?
No,
it's the photo that the boy takes of them with the map.
And you see them laughing. The End of Time Bandits, it pulls out into space, and then the map is rolled up.
And then he takes it away.
But at the end of the titles, you see the photograph and them all that comes to life.
And you hear them laughing.
Yes.
Lovely.
Aye.
I enjoyed that.
David.
It was alright. That was all right.
It was all right.
It was good. Well, be happy that we did it.
Yeah.
And we did it in honour of...
Did it in honour of my old dad, who loved this film.
What was his name?
His name was Mike.
Mike. Yeah. God bless you, Mike. Yeah. All the best, pal.
God bless
Cheers.
You.
God bless you.
And Piggy Hook.
And Piggy Hook. Yeah.
We've not heard the last of him.
Bye.
Bye.